Once again, as I pointed out, we have these glimpses into the fruits and the power of the incarnation. Jesus, you see, stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, I do will it, be clean. He does that for us every day. Every day. In the first letter of John, we have arrived at the next to last section. And it is, in a way, the summit of the letter. And again, as it's the incarnation. It's God among us, touchable, audible, visible. Remember the way this letter started, right? What we have seen with our eyes, what we've touched with our hands, what we've heard with our voice, this is what we declare to you, the Word of life, who has become incarnate among us. And so now, as he's finishing, he comes back to this point. He is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not in water only, but in water and in blood. And the Spirit is the one bearing witness, because the Spirit is the truth. Because there are three bearing witness, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and the three are of one accord. Now here we have a treatise on faith, this precious gift which gives us access to eternal life and to a whole changed interior, to a whole different way of understanding what this world is all about. But notice here, and this is a thing that's characteristic of St. John, the word is witness, isn't it? I pointed out before, in John, you never have the word preach the gospel, evangelize. We don't use that. John doesn't use that word. The word he uses in place is witness, with all that that means. And as you know, the word in Greek for witness is martyr. Now, what's the characteristic of a witness? Two things. One, there's a truth. And that truth is not one that you can prove by a syllogism. It's a fact. If I were to say, did you see the accident yesterday? Yes. Tell me what happened. What happened? Now, you may go through the whole thing and I say, I don't believe you. My access to that reality depends on me accepting the witness. That's faith. That's faith. Now, the fellow telling me about the accident, all he can do is say, well, this is what happened. But God not only bears witness by saying, this is what happened, this is what happened, my Son, eternally beloved, infinite, powerful, the Lord and Creator of the universe, he became man. And he loved you so much that he embraced the humiliation and the suffering and the loneliness and the weakness. And then he rose from the dead. And now he can pour out the fruit of all that on you. You can say, I don't believe you. Or you can say, I do believe you. And you see what faith is? It's yielding to the truth. The difference is that me and my accident or whatever, see, that's all I can do. God bears witness within us. There's a movement of God within us, leading us to eternal life, accepting the truth. And this is what this text is all about. He is the one who came through water and blood. That means baptism and passion. He came through both. there were probably people who were saying, you see, incarnate, God incarnate, no. Some big, powerful spirit or whatever came. And he came into Jesus at his baptism. And that's why he preached and did wonders. And then at the Passion, he split. Because it would be undignified for a great, powerful spirit, to say nothing of God himself, to be crucified. Too much. Too real. And that's the way we are a lot, you know. This is just too real. So he came in water and in blood. Coming in John always means coming to work salvation. Not in water only, but in water and blood. That's against that view, right? And the Spirit is the one bearing witness. The Spirit is bearing witness to this reality. He's bearing witness right now, here to us. And you have there the whole rhythm of God's whole plan of salvation, right? Jesus came. And in John, that's a key word for the whole work of the incarnation, the Passion, the resurrection, the preaching. He came. It's a past tense. You hear it? In fact, the text literally says, you see, he is the coming one. It's not an English word, but it's a... We don't have like a past participle like the lucky Greeks have, you see. So he is hoelton. He is the coming one, the past, okay? But he's still the coming one. And the Spirit, present tense, is the witnessing one. He is making all of this real to us. But we have to yield to it. But he's not just writing it on the wall or putting it on a tape. He's moving in our spirit to bring us to this life-giving reality. Jesus Christ, glorious, adored and worshipped by all the saints and angels, still carrying the marks of his Passion. Look how much I love you. And it's the Holy Spirit that impresses this on us. You see how it all hangs on the incarnation? Here we have this great spiritual gospel. That's true. But the spiritual gospel is grounded on, witnesses to, one thing, the incarnation. You see? The Spirit is the one bearing witness. Now, today, right now at Mass here, the Spirit is bearing witness, giving us this reality, and as we yield to his work, you see. And that is faith. Is it risky sometimes? Yeah, sure. For most of us, yes, when we're in pain, when we're... This can't be right. I mean, you know, God forgot about me, or whatever. Holy Spirit, no. This is the Father in his incredible love for you, moving you to be purified of sin, to be in deep union with his Son now and forever. And that's the fruit of the fact that he came not just in water, but in water and blood. And the Spirit is bearing witness to this. Huh? He came, the Spirit is bearing witness. There are three bearing witness: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are of one accord. So can you see that every time we're here at this Mass, we are accepting the movement of the Holy Spirit to bring us to the full consequences of our baptism, which is union with Jesus in his Passion on the way to eternal life. Remember, we're baptized not just for ourselves, but for the whole world. We're the lucky ones. Paul says, it is now my joy to suffer for you Now that's big league ball. But you see, that's what's going on. If we accept the witness of human beings, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, that he has borne witness concerning his Son. Now he's talking about the Father. The Father bearing witness through his blessed Holy Spirit, whose only reality is to make known the Son and move us to love him. If we accept the witness of human beings, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, that he has borne witness concerning his Son. The one who puts his faith in the Son of God has the witness in himself. The one who does not believe God makes him a liar, because he has not put his faith in the witness which God has borne concerning his Son. That witness, my friends, is going on right now, even as I stand here talking about it. Right? It's the Holy Spirit making these realities available and moving you. Yield. Is it hard? Is it baffling today? How the heck could this be right? Yield. Or I'm just too tired, I'm too busy, I'm worried about my bank account, whatever. No, drop it. Yield to the work of the Holy Spirit. And this is the witness. God gave us eternal life. And this very life is in his Son. The one who has the Son has life. The one who does not have the Son of God does not have life. So what does it mean to have the Son? It means to have him yielding, you know, moving in us and making us yield to his reality. It means we fall in love with him. Okay. Tomorrow, tune in. We have the three basic things. I wrote you these things that you might know that you have eternal life. This is why I told you that I wrote this whole letter, so that you will know you have divine life. And we'll then tune in tomorrow. We have the last part of this letter.